There is a nice slight echo in here, but that's just the design of the room.
It's the design of the room.
We'll have to pad it out as time goes on. Maybe put a rug down.
Tie the room together.
Yeah. As it is, it's just a lot of reflective surfaces.
I like the light. It's the ambiance.
Yeah.
And this shit.
Them pictures there.
Them pictures.
But it'll be a proper recording space and time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Gus of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Easy.
Did I surprise you?
A little surprised. Indeed, Gus over there, the brother of the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory, with honor, sir, and at... I'm dizzy.
Oh, man. Just get all the sayings
get
out.
Get everything in.
Out in the first couple seconds.
So yes. You got to get Jimmy Stewart in there somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. Indeed. Yes, this is the Brothers Movie Factory. And what we do here on the pod is every week we take a film. We watch said film. We then take to the pod to discuss said film. What we liked, what we didn't, what worked, what didn't. That's when we take the film we just watched and we submit it to the factory. That's where we take the film and we imagine what it would look like if it came out today. Who would direct it? Who would compose it? Who would star? Same story, same movie, just modern booking for the modern audience. However, as we've gone further on down the road, we've changed it up. We've done animated movies to live action and imagining what those would look like. We've done 80s movies and older movies, or I'm sorry, we've done newer movies and imagined what they would look like as older movies, such as like a 2000s movie to an 80s movie or something along those lines. But here we are, and I say that as we've grown, we've changed, the show has changed in different ways, shapes, and forms, but we find our way into our third year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. So we're now entering.
Thought you were about to be like, no, four.
No.
Oh, shit.
Third year anniversary. But yes, we are entering the fourth year.
Yes.
We started in 2018.
September
of 2018. So like halfway through the year.
Indeed. And here we are, third year anniversary of the Brothers Movie Factory. So no movie this week. No movie this week. We will continue sequel month next week with maybe a surprise indeed. I don't think that's been decided yet.
That's a fair answer.
But with that being said, we're into our third year, kind of discussing what we did this year in terms of changing. It's been a hectic year. A lot has gone on. And we've definitely found we haven't changed much in terms of formula, but we definitely switched up some of the things we do in terms of the factory and everything like that.
Yeah, trying to just find new ways or different ways to keep with the formula, but keep it fresh too. So for the longest time, as Ben mentioned in detail at the top of the show, taking movies and factoring them, as we put it. We did that for about 2 years straight. Almost every movie would be a full, like, at least the main stars, and then director, composer. And we're not getting away from that entirely. It's almost like we did that all the time, and then every now and then would be, like, a special one.
Yeah.
A gimmick one. Now it's more like we do the gimmick ones all the time, and then a proper factory is on special occasions. And we did that to keep the show a little fresh, but also for our sake. It was getting a little tough just for, you know, our own knowledges. Like, how many times can we have Hans Zimmer score this movie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then, too, like, if you try... We you're a cinephile. I watch many a movies and know.
Like I watch movies.
I watch movies and I know a lot from just talking with you. I even used a factoid today. I told someone about Biollante being like they're one of their biggest like puppeteered things they ever did. But we we both know a lot about movies, but then it's you find your way into this, you know, like he said, how many times can we use Hans Zimmer? Well, then you look at it this way. If we try to go above and beyond and research someone that we think, and we're like, oh, they did the music in this movie, and then we've never seen any other of their movies, and we're basing this, like, our pick off of this one movie, it doesn't... when we're trying to pitch, like, why we felt this composer needed to be, or why this actor needed to be, it just didn't quite make a lot of sense in terms of... It wasn't fair. It needed to be... We needed... It wasn't fair to the audience. We needed more in-depth looks and explanations.
Yeah, and I mean, at the end of the day, the whole purpose of this show is just...
Spit in your ears.
Yeah, open wide.
Put dirt in your eye and spit in your ears.
Just two guys talking about movies. It started out that way. It was just Ben and I, we talk pretty much every day, multiple times a day, in fact, and... It was just like, what if we took our conversations, which entertain the hell out of us, what if we just recorded them and threw it out there for...
great people to listen to.
Yeah, for just
the... You know who you are.
Select few of you. And, you know, we've... yeah, exactly. That point... So...
What are you trying to say, Mitch? Trying to go up two stairs, down one. Up two more, down one. Up three, and shit!
It's never been about trying to get listeners, or it's never been about...
this becoming our careers.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be fucking amazing.
But, yeah...
Content creators.
It's been our outlet. To create something, to put something out there, to hell and enjoy on our own, I guess.
Yeah. So I listen to every episode.
Yeah, I do too. Just mostly for quality assurances. More like, did I miss an edit? I don't really care what it sounds like so much, but it's that. But it's also kind of like a time capsule. Like every now and then, I'll listen to an old episode or. Sometimes
I'll listen to the 7 episode like 5 times in a day.
Sometimes someone will be like, oh, you know how this happened in this movie and this is why this is going on. I'm like, oh, yeah? They're like, yeah, you said that on your show. I'm like, I did? I don't remember.
I was drunk.
So I have to go back and re-listen.
I mean, I have a buddy who, when he shows... His girlfriend movies, he actually, especially the ones that are maybe more, I don't want to say difficult to understand, but like your Akira's and even like Princess Mononoke that has more like symbolism and I'm trying to think of what other ones we've
Eternal
done.
Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah, when he shows her these movies, he then has her listen to us. And those are like the only episodes she's listened to. Like she doesn't just go out of her way to listen, but she always listened. Like she said she didn't really like Akira until she listened to our podcast and kind of like got a feel for everything, how everything was. And so that's been cool because I know in my time I've talked to some people that are like, oh, I watched the movie and then I listened to it, or I listened to it and then it made me want to go back and watch the movie. I know I have a buddy, Pork, who listened to our Kill Bill episode, and that immediately made him want to go back and watch Kill Bill again and kind of pick apart some of the things that we were saying and dive into it on his own.
Yeah.
And that's always cool because at the end of the day, it's a little different for you. Some of your friends do listen. Not many of my friends, if any of them. They're very sporadic listeners. But... It's been neat, those of you who do not know us personally, to think that you're out there somewhere in the ether listening to us and we've never met you before or anything. That's always been really neat to me. And so when Gus says it's not about the listens, I mean, at the end of the day, this was an artistic outlet for us. We're both kind of artsy people in a way and want to create things. And this is a fairly easy thing for us to do in terms of that we like to talk.
It's been... an interesting full year now, mostly having to record remotely. Initially, it was because of the pandemic, but then it became like a scheduling thing, and then it became distance.
Yeah.
You move further away, and then I moved even further away.
Yep.
So to record in person all the time isn't necessarily going to happen. But, hey, tonight we're in the same room.
Yep. Which is the first time since...
Lupin the Third.
Yeah, and we did that in your living room.
Indeed. Now you're doing it in my my
new office.
My new home office. A lot of reflective surfaces. It's not acoustic friendly. So I hear a little echo. That's not how it goes.
What is that from?
Pinocchio?
Pinocchio.
My boy Pinocchio. Speaking of that,
it's from that Pinocchio movie.
Side story: our cousin is having a child.
Yes.
And they couldn't decide on a name, or they're thinking of a name.
Geppetto.
Yeah, the woman wants really Italian names, and our cousin, the male, he wants like some old ass like Artemis and Homer and all kinds of bullshit like
that. Let's name him Socrates.
Yeah, that's what he wants. And I was like talking to Lady, and we were like coming up with names for him. And I was like, "Give him like a really Italian name, like the fucking Italian guy in Pinocchio. What's his name? A fucking Stromboli,
Vincenzo, yeah. Vincenzo ad amore,
Vincenzo." But I don't know how he got on. Give a little whistle.
Talking about Pinocchio.
Yeah, so there's a bit of a bounce in this room, but hey, that's all right. You're getting us in person.
Yeah, live.
Or maybe we're getting each other in person.
Yeah, live.
Let's give a little toast
to the glass.
Little tink for the Brothers Movie Factory going into a fourth year.
Boom. Fourth year indeed.
But it's nice to hear from the Spit listeners when they do reach out. It's nice to go back to old episodes and just hear our thoughts on certain movies. But that's really what the show is about. Like I said, just two guys talking about movies. But it's mostly what I like about it. And I like to hear stuff like this in general. So not just us, but like in life, like similar things. People who have interests, when they talk about their personal connections to them. Yes, trivia about the movie or factoids or behind the scenes stuff. But I like hearing people's personal connections to things. And that's what we've tried to incorporate in our show is, hey, there's this movie. What is our personal connection to it? When was it like watching it when we were a kid, or the first time we bought it, or like a commercial that played before it, stuff like that. I like hearing stuff like that. So why not incorporate it into our show?
That and two, it gives us a chance to, again, it's an artistic outlet, and you know, we're creating this, the podcast and talking about it, but also doing things like breaking down the film. Not even like, we're not professionals. We, you know, it's not what we do for a living. But sometimes it's in general, just if you listen to some, it's more genuine almost when it's not, cause it's just a genuine approach. Mm. Like it's how we feel about the movie, and we're not like professionals doing it. It's just our standard feeling of that movie. And I think we've done it several times where we've broken down movies on an artistic level. I know we did it with Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and breaking down the symbolism of that and doing
500 Days of Summer
and doing that. And then even like talking in terms of like connections, but talking movies like Princess Mononoke, which is my favorite movie. And just diving into what that movie means to me and why it's important and things like that. It just gives that connection, where you're seeing these movies that mean something to either myself or Gus or both of us, or we're witnessing a movie for the first time, like a Mask of Zorro, or, you know, going back and watching a movie that we haven't seen in a long time, like Wild Wild West, and getting like unfiltered immediate after responses, has always been fun.
There's been a few this year that,
Twister.
For you that have been so long since you have seen it, it might as well have been the first time
yes.
you've seen it.
Yeah, like Twister. Like, I have never seen Twister before, but if you ask Gus, I've seen it like 20 times.
Because he did.
Yeah.
He drank a lot of alcohol.
We used to watch it all the time when you were three. Yeah. Don't you remember that? No.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, just in general about, we talk movies, we break down movies, and we have a podcast about movies. Does it ever bother you, or have you ever been approached with this, but does it ever bother you when an acquaintance or a spit listener or anyone reaches out and they'll be like, oh, you should know all about this because you like movies, or you should know this, or you've seen this because you have a podcast about movies, and you're like, no, I've never seen that, or I didn't like that, like, or whatever. And like, how can you not like, you talk about movies, how have you never seen that? Yeah.
That's me every time I say I haven't seen Return of the King, like Lord of the Rings.
You're cut from the show.
Yeah, it's like kind of. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a standard thing that just had growing up with, but I don't like being like, I don't like being put in a group, so to speak. Like, I don't like being told. Like, things like that. Like, oh, you watch movies, so you should be this way. Or, I mean, you knew this. Like, when I got into high school, I took art class. Gus is very talented at drawing and art in general. I am really not that. I can do things. Like, I have my niches and what I'm good at. But drawing is not my strong suit. And I'm the art teacher, in my opinion, felt that I was going to be like Gus. And he consistently told me that I was going to be like Gus, or that I should be drawing like Gus. And I didn't like being connected to that because that wasn't me. I didn't like those expectations. I don't like having that thrust upon me. But I also don't like being grouped in to things. Like, I don't like being told that, like, oh, you've played games, so you're this way. Or, oh, you watch movies, so you're this way. Because I have never met anyone that is into the same shit that we are. I think I've told you this many a times that, I mean, like, I've said this before where, like, I've never met a friend that likes all the same stuff I do. Like, exactly all the same stuff,
yeah,
I do.
Like, as passionately.
Yeah. And so I don't like being lumped. So, yeah, that does bother me. I mean, that's just been, that's just how I am in general, though. Yeah,
So you're saying it's all our art teacher's fault.
Yes. I have this thing, and I've told, I don't know what it is. I've met some people like this, but I have this thing about that I think everyone is extraordinarily unique, and a lot of people try not to embrace that. And I have this thing where I like to be unique almost to a fault, where it's like I have bought shitty phones, like shitty smartphones, because I wanted a different phone than everyone else. Or I've told you this, everyone likes like Breaking Bad. And I'm like, I don't like that show. I've watched the first season, couldn't get into it. And everyone's like, oh, you got to watch the second season. I'm like, I don't want to. Some of that, at least a little bit of that, is me saying everyone likes it, so I'm just not going to like it. Because I just want to be me, unique to me, so to speak. And that's what I mean. Like, it's to a fault.
That's why you still haven't watched Game of Thrones.
Well, that one got ruined because I've been told by many people who are Game of Thrones fans, including yourself, it's a waste of time now.
Yeah, a little bit.
So it's, yeah, I don't necessarily like that because it's just lumping me into like this, oh, you watch movies. I mean, there's many movies that I have never seen before. I have weird things, much like you, where we just know a lot of random things. Mm. But a lot of that is by being told things in conversation and just remembering them or picking them up. I mean, there's many facts that Gus has told me on this show that I now know, but I didn't know before that instance, you know. So
there's many facts I've said on this show that you might know now that I forget that I said.
Yeah, but still, it's like, yeah.
That I don't know.
Yeah, and so it's, I mean, we do have a passion for movies, and it's a commonality between us.
I guess what part of that question too, and I'll kind of give my answer to the same question, is I don't know. I guess I feel uncomfortable. I was gonna say it irks me, but that's not the right word. I get an uncomfortable feeling when people see me as an authority.
They have an expectation of you.
Yeah. It's like an expectation, and they expect me to be an authority on all things cinema, and yeah. I'm not. At this point, I'm just some guy who likes watching movies and likes talking about them. But when I get lumped into, like,
you should be like Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Like, nah, I'm just some guy who talks into a microphone, and I don't even, like, you know, edit the audio or anything much. I just like to slap it out there for people to hear the conversation. But
that's the fun part at the end of the day. Like, that's the important part is the conversation.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think. It happened recently. I won't give the exact example, partially because I don't remember it, but it was like, oh, did you see this movie? Yeah, I saw it. And like, oh, you must have loved it. No, like, nah, actually, I didn't like it. I know I'm part of the minority there. Like, I know everyone loves this movie, but I didn't. And they're like, how can you not like this? Like, it has this, is this. You like this movie, right? I'm like, yeah. Then, like, why didn't you like this? I'm like, I don't know. It didn't hit me right. And they're like, oh. Like, they, I don't know, they have this, like, I should be, like, an authority on proper
cinema. You should like the
cinema things
that are good.
I don't know.
But that's just, at the end of the day, everyone has different feelings about different things. Like, the movie Us. Like, I enjoyed the movie Us. I thought it was pretty good. You don't like that movie. You're in the minority there. But at the end of the day, I know you well enough that you're not the type of person that's going to be like, I don't like it, so you should hate it. Which is, like, maybe what that comes off as is, like, you say, like, I didn't really like it. And then they're like, what's my job now to convince the cinephile to like this movie?
Maybe. You know, like, as of recent, Suicide Squad, very popular movie. Yeah. Everyone loves it. I didn't care for it. I'll probably never see it again.
I enjoyed it. I talked to a buddy of mine. He was like, I loved it. I thought it was so good. One of the best DC movies. I'm like, probably one of the better DC movies as of late. Yeah, sure. I thought it was funny. I thought it was fun. I won't watch it again. Yeah. If I do, it's for John Cena.
Yeah, I'll like, wait my for favorite show. Part.
Yeah.
Sticking with superheroes like Shazam.
Yeah.
A lot of people really like that movie. I didn't care for it too much at all. What else?
Black Widow, you didn't really care for.
Oh, no, I think that's a lot of people's opinion, too.
Yeah, well, I think that's just kind of lumped in. It's a filler. It's a filler movie.
Yeah. I don't know. It movies in general have to, like many, have to hit me just right. There could be a great movie that I'll watch, and I'm just not in the mood for that type of film, or I'll point more towards bad movies. Movies that are recognizably flawed or messy or have mistakes or whatever, I can love the shit out of those.
Yeah.
And it's all,
as pointed out by Spider-Man 3 last week,
it's all dependent on I don't know, just
your feel,
my feel,
how you watched it when you watched it.
What's my like?
I mean, I think the Pink Panther movies are fantastic. We both do.
Mm-hmm.
But no one, I've met no one that's like, I really like those movies. Ever in my lifetime.
I've met a couple recently, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are the best. Speaking of those, real quick, Steve Martin has a new show on Hulu.
Called The Pink Panther.
Yeah, I wish. It's like him, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. And it's like an apartment building with like a murder next door.
I saw a preview.
I kind of want to watch it because he hasn't been in much lately, in a long time.
No, he doesn't need to.
Yeah.
But, I mean, looking that aside, looking retrospectively, we've been doing this for 3 solid years now, entering, I guess we'll call it season 4. It always confuses me, because last year was technically season 3, but all the little thumbnails had a 2.
Yeah, because it was the second year.
Yeah, 2-year anniversary. And the same will go for this year.
Yeah. It's like the centuries, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're in the 21st century, but yeah, we're going to be out of that. It'll be the 22nd century, and we're always a year prior.
Indeed. Yeah. So looking retrospectively, has there been any particular episodes that you can recall from this last year that you were proud of, that you enjoyed the conversation, something you remember about it, or maybe just enjoyed revisiting that movie or visiting that movie for the first time?
Well, I can say off the top of my head, as I pull up the list of the movies, because there was one that I definitely do want to talk about. But one of my favorite episodes to record. It's not that I don't get to do it much. It's just that, like, we don't need to do it much, which was given the chance to talk about, do a story time episode by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to go back again, because I did this early on this year. And it was when we were learning the audio. It was like one of our first episodes working from home. And that's probably one of our worst audio episodes, is my first story time. Mm. I became very robotic throughout. So I was glad to go back and talk about my real big passion, which is games. Now, the same goes for that, where I've been told many a times where people are like, oh, you love games, you should like these games. But a lot of times I don't like the games that everyone plays. For example, I'm playing a game called Odin Sphere right now.
Who's heard of that?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a very good game, highly reviewed. I enjoy it a lot, but it's not The Last of Us. And like, I like it better than The Last of Us, but people have this commonality, you know, they like all the same things. So I always enjoy talking about games, and I don't necessarily have an outlet to do that where I can just talk about the games that I like, which are all very, a lot of them are different and vary, and I have different feelings on different games that are very different from other people. So that one, I always enjoy getting a chance to do that. I'd say my favorite thing that we did across the entirety of this year was Anime Month. I think that was really cool to me, not just because we both like anime, but because it gave us an opportunity to look back at some of the shows, but also just to kind of like air some grievances as to like why people just refuse to watch anime. Like, yeah. Our My Hero Academia discussion, Paprika was great to see. I really hadn't seen, that was one of those I hadn't seen. Doing a Dragon Ball Z discussion and Lupin. Those are all fun and great movies to go back and revisit. But also, on top of that, being able to just kind of break down what it is that people have issue like with when it comes to anime, but also giving us a chance to basically say the issues that people have are A, overblown, but B, what makes it great 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, it was like Anime Awareness Month,
basically. And I like that idea, and we've kind of done that. We've tried. It's been a hectic end to the year. It's been a hectic summer into the early year, or into the fall rather. But we tried to do that with several things this year and have themes per month and whatnot to make things easier on us as things have been hectic. But that was probably my favorite overall, because we just we had an opportunity to kind of do that, where we were looking at things, something that we love that we really hadn't done on the show. And while we knew those episodes would be lower viewed than most of our episodes, or lower listened to,
they did just fine.
And I think that you had a buddy that ended up watching My Hero.
Yeah,
from that
I had a buddy who went out and went on like an anime kick.
Yeah,
and watched a whole bunch of stuff and has a list of things he's gonna watch going forward.
And like, I have a friend who is the one that shows his girlfriend our podcast when they watch a movie, but he plans to watch Paprika based on, you know, our viewing of that and interested him. So, you know, I think that was a fun one, because that's something, I mean, you can tell, especially on this show, I don't know where else you would tell that, but when I'm passionate about something, or when I feel strongly about something, I'll kind of go on a tangent, whether it's discussing like 500 Days of Summer or some of my artistic thoughts on Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. But anime, I'm pretty sure, I think it was the My Hero episode that I went on a bit of a rant about.
I believe so.
Anime and how it's important that you give it a chance, and not, I'm very big on you should just always just give things a chance, but also don't be a douche about things. Don't be an asshole about things. Like, don't just be like, oh, that sucks, you're weird. I have friends that are like, oh, anime is illegal, this, that, and the other, and they're joking, but it always bothers me because it's something that I like and that I'm passionate about, and if it should just be kind of accepted. I talked to a buddy a while back that it was like a couple months into us being friends. I was like, yeah, I just finished this show. And he's like, oh, isn't that an anime? I was like, yeah. And it was like later on down the road that I was like, yeah, me telling you that like I watch anime was like something like that I just don't like to tell people because usually I get shit for it.
Yeah.
And so like that month, that whole thing I enjoyed doing because we're able to just throw it into the ether and let people hear it and not have to hear back.
Hey, liking, I want a shirt that says liking anime is cool.
Now.
Always. Yeah. I've never been shy about it.
I saw a guy today, he was waiting for the bus when I was taking the wife to work. He had a, it was like a long sleeve shirt and it had Deku on it, like a real big Deku, but it was him an infinite percent. I was like, I want that. Yeah. But it was also like the entire shirt. I was like, maybe not. No. That's a little too much for me. Yeah. Anime's cool, but calm down.
You weeb.
Yeah.
So yeah, I also enjoyed Anime Month. And we'll probably do it this coming year, yep. Anime Month.
A lot of anime out there.
Yeah. I enjoyed the first like themed month we did, which kind of happened by, what's the word, happenstance, I suppose. Coincidence. That's not the word either. Coincidental. Out of convenience, which was Alien Month.
Yes.
We did Alien Invasion movies. And yeah, that was cool. You know, we did Alien, Mars Attacks, Predator, and something else, I think. Yeah, that was about it. But yeah, that gave the idea. Like, we do Spooky Month, we do like Holiday
June Carry.
We did June July Carry. Yeah, June into July Carry.
You did Ben's Birthday Month, where you picked movies for me.
Yeah, that's right. Fun. That was good. And
you made me watch shit movies
like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny because recently we apologized to ourselves, I suppose, because who's listening? Yeah. We apologize for the infrequency, the inconsistency of the videos, the episodes,
which,
rather.
Not to cut you off with that, but it's interesting to me that, like, we know that there's not many people listening, but like I said, we appreciate it. But at the same time, I feel like we both feel bad when we don't do an episode because we're like, oh shit, like people, there might be like one or two people that guys out there and they go to look and they're like, oh, it's Friday or it's Thursday, better check. And it's just not there, you know?
Yeah. I had a person reach out, someone I don't know very well, but I know they listen every now and then. And it was like the first time they reached out and they're like, I'm glad you guys put out a new episode. I was starting to worry.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But that being said, it almost felt like, at least in the last few months, that have we put out a lot this year? But I'm looking back at our season and we did a lot of cool stuff that I enjoyed talking about that I forgot that we did, like Titanic.
Yeah.
On the, or not the anniversary.
That wasn't for my month.
No, this is Romance Month.
Romance Month. 500 days.
Yeah, we did that. But, our 100th episode we hit this year was Christmas time. We did Die Hard.
Yep.
And, you know, I stepped out of the, I guess the, what do you call it? I just went brain dead. Shit. The thing that we do, the formula. Back to formula. I stepped out of the formula and I did a segment I haven't done since, but Gus's Thoughts, where I talked about Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Yeah.
That was a different formula. But we did a Godzilla movie. Yeah. That was for Ben's birthday month.
Violante.
Yeah, his choice. And
the movie came out in 1989. It was 104 minutes long.
Yeah, and I think we had some good episodes that I look fondly upon, you know, like revisiting with my eyes here, looking back at our season. And, I mean, our last episode of last season, which was our interview with Matt Provencal for Kingsblade, his pilot episode that he's been putting together. That we interviewed him when he was still in like the raising money phase. Yep. Since that interview, They've done it. They got
it was all us.
Yeah, they got their budget together. They filmed the son of a bitch, and now they're in post production. And it's very exciting for them, and it's cool that we were a part of that.
Yeah, and however small it may be.
Yeah, yeah. But once again, just through this show, I was able to reach out to a content creator that I'd been a fan of for over 14 years, and got to not make a friendship, but like, you know, he's a buddy now. Reach out every blue moon and. Say hey, and he'll send me stuff, and you know about Kingsblade.
Yep,
and that's cool. And you know that was also kind of that was last season, but it was like right around our anniversary time. So that's something I would like to do in the future: is more interviews with other creators of sorts.
Let's get some famous people in here.
I bet I could get a few.
I bet you could. Let's do it. Let's get them.
We're Pittsburgh famous. I want Brothers Movie Factory to be Pittsburgh famous.
That'd be good. Get Pittsburgh Dad in here. He. That's the thing. Like we get like one big person in here, we probably blow up.
That's what we hope.
Just one break.
I've met him before.
Maybe I can get him on. Tell me that accent. It's all a bunch of shit.
I don't know. Is there anything in this upcoming year, 4 years into our fourth year doing it, that you would like to do or visit or try?
I think that one thing that I would like to do this year, and it goes along with our themes, is do a month. I don't know what month it'll be, but do a month where we look at foreign films. Because there is a lot of good ones out there that I've seen, that you've seen.
There's a lot that we haven't seen.
Yeah, and there's a lot that we haven't seen, and I think that the funny thing about that is a lot of people feel that Hollywood's kind of the end-all be-all, and there are amazing, you know, films elsewhere, like Parasite. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, even further back, I mean, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other night, and he was telling me how he loves Japanese films, but the way he was talking about it is actually quite cool, because he likes like MMA and fighting and stuff, and he's like, I love these old school martial arts films, not because of the story or the acting or anything like that, but he's like, all the fighting is like has purpose like behind it, and it's so neat. And I'd like to explore maybe some like Bruce Lee movies or the Seven Samurai movie. Was it, not Attack the Block, although that is British. Raid. Mm-hmm. And different films like that. Maybe even I've always wanted to watch The Host.
Mm-hmm. That's also directed by Bong Joon.
Mm-hmm. Bong Joon-ho. And that was like one of his first movies or one of his like first hits. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I've always wanted to like go back and watch that. So I think that'd be fun. To do a foreign movie. I mean, the last time I remember actually crying at a movie was a German film. I don't know the entire name, but it's about a story about a girl named Sophie Scholes. But
Schultz.
it was about Nazi Germany, and she kind of it was a kind of a tragedy. It was a very interesting movie and very sad movie. It's called Sophie Scholl, The Final Days. It's a 2005 film, but it was a German film. And it was very, very sad. And like, it didn't make a lot of money in New York or anything like that. But it did win the German Film Award for like Best Leading Actress and the European Film for Best Actress and things like that. So it was a very, very good film, very powerful film. So I'd like to explore some of these foreign films that actually, I remember when I watched like that movie, I said like that movie, even though I couldn't understand the language, still made me feel things. And it's very similar to anime, where it's like anime might not be your style, but it can still make you feel things.
Yeah.
So I'd like to explore some foreign films.
I think that's a great idea. My girlfriend, she's European, and so growing up, she watched French films, or growing up in her teenage years, or even to this day, she'll watch a movie, a French film, because that's her first language. And she's shown me a couple. And one I think would be great for the show, which is called Les Intouchables. Great movie. And they did make an American version of it. It was called, the translation, The Untouchables. Yes. It was with Bryan Cranston, Kevin Hart. I think it'd be great to visit that. She might be the one to reach out to about a few of these, because she has her pulse on a lot of foreign films.
Yeah.
So I will dig into that. Well, that's a great idea. It'll be good to create awareness for some foreign films for ourselves, because it's just something we don't dive into too much. I mean, we do, if we think about it, we watch a lot of foreign films. Godzilla, James Bond, Studio Ghibli. But this is...
Those are more readily available.
We need to watch some Bollywood movies. How about that?
You ever seen the movie Run, Lola, Run?
You have.
Yeah. That's what, like, another one that I was thinking of, is because that's a German film. Mm. That's great. It's a great movie. Run, Lola, Run.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember what it was called, and I typed in foreign movie where a girl saves boyfriend. And it was the first thing that popped up. I'm like, that is the cover of this movie.
Yeah. I would like to do that. I like to continue the themed months. We'll bring back ones we've been doing. I do want to bring back Anime Month. I think that's very much us.
Yes.
But I'd like to bring in more of our interests to the show. Maybe do, like, I don't know, like a superhero movie month, but do the superhero movies that no one talks about. Like
Fantastic Four.
Like Daredevil.
And Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four, sure.
And The Rise of the Silver Surfer.
And like the 1980s Punisher movie or something. Something we've never seen.
Flash.
Yeah, the old Flash show or something.
The original Batman. Adam West Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Adam
Wee Batman. I would say we did Batman.
We didn't do Adam Wee Batman.
Yes, indeed.
We only have one more Batman to do of the Schumacher type.
We'll have to save it.
I thought you were going to be like, I just got goosebumps. You like went to look at your fake watch, but you're like, I got goosebumps.
Guess we're doing it for
shit.
Sequel month is still nigh. We got Batman.
The Iceman cometh.
Fuck, that's good. We're doing it next week.
Last time I tried to watch that movie, I literally got to and I quit. I was like, this is a lot worse than I remember, and that's coming from me. Usually I'm like, shit, this is good.
I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to have a great time. That's a fine example. Recently someone asked me, like, what are awful movies that you just love? I'm like, oh, Batman Robin. And I love that movie. I don't know why. It's funny. I grew up liking it. Teenage into 20 years, hated it.
Yeah.
Thought it was awful. And then something happened around like 23, 24 and up. I just like...
Probably became nostalgic for it.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is just good now. That's like, it's what like Star Wars did. Like, you know, there's... Mm. It's... You become nostalgic for the things you grew up with. I mean, Attack of the Clones is growing on me at an alarming rate. Where I'm like, I love this movie.
Yeah, I do too.
And it sucks.
I mean, it's funny. Nostalgia doesn't have to be just from when you're a kid. Nostalgia can be created now.
My buddy and I play a lot of video games together. We play a lot of Battle Royale type games. And he's very aggressive. He wants to get into a fight. I'm very stay back. And I sent him the clip from Attack of the Clones the other day of when they're like go to confront Dooku for the first time. And he's like, we'll take him together. He's like, I'm taking him now. Like, that's, I sent him, like, this is literally every fight we're in.
Yep. That's good.
But then I watched the entire clip. Like, it was from there the whole way to Yoda's fight. I just watched it all as I was like getting ready to send it to him. I might as
well just watch this whole movie.
I kind of felt that way. I'm like, I need to go back and watch Phantom Menace so I can get here.
Well, I should go to episode 4 and start there and just watch all of them so I earn Revenge of the Sith by the time I get to
it. I was going
to
say, I always start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
I always go from the originals on, or the prequels to the originals and then on.
I watch.
Because it gives you a nice little treat. It's like you watch the prequels that are like subsequently worse, even though Phantom or Revenge of the Sith is one of my favorites. But then you get like the best in the middle there, and then you end with the sequel trilogy that will either grow on me or start to fall away from me. I don't know which it is yet.
We'll ask in 15 years.
I had an argument with someone today about Last Jedi, so I don't know. Like, I like The Last Jedi.
I like The Last Jedi a lot. I watched Star Wars and the order it came out in. That's the way I feel.
Even Rogue One? And Solo?
Yeah. I
and Bad Boys 2?
Well, those ones are in a different order, as in I don't watch them. I just watch the episode numbered movies. But yeah, if I do a marathon or if I watch them in any kind of way, I do them in the order they came out in. Because I do love Revenge of the Sith so much that it is a nice treat for me.
Is that your second favorite? Third. Second?
Third.
What, yours is?
Fourth?
Five.
No, it's fourth.
Five, four.
It's my fourth favorite. It goes five, four, six.
Really? You like Return of the Jedi?
Return of the Jedi.
That's surprising.
But as time goes on, I think it's Revenge of the Sith is number three. It's not better.
Return of the Jedi has some issues. It does.
It's also pretty goddamn
It's also
good
great,
too.
But it does have some
issues. It's one of those movies that if it's on TV, I'm going to watch it. And I don't watch TV, but if it's on TV, I'm going to watch it wherever
Son of
it's
a
at
bitch. I'm in. I mean, hell, there was a time. I mean, that's just Star Wars in general for me. There was a time I was at my in-law's house, and I saw Empire was on, and they were just getting to Cloud City, and I had just watched Empire in theaters the weekend before, and I watched it all.
Yeah.
Because I just had to.
Has there ever been a movie that you've seen twice in the same day?
Yes. Yeah. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Why?
You.
Oh.
Not in the same day. Yes, in the same day? I don't know. That's a hard one. Like, I'm blanking on it really hard because I feel like I have, or maybe not in the same day, but definitely in, like, the consecutive days. Like, I know I saw, like, Force Awakens 3 days in a row when it came out. I don't think I've ever done that, though, that I know of. Probably a Christmas movie.
Probably.
I probably watched like the Santa Claus in the morning when I woke up and the Santa Claus when I went to bed and still sat there and I'm like, Charlie, love your dad, damn it.
I've done it a couple times. One I'll say first, it was a little bit cheating. It was the Goonies. I watched Goonies 4 times in one day, but I didn't sit there and watch it. I had it playing in the background while I was doing work. I was like building a set at the time.
Yeah.
But like actively sitting there and watching a movie twice in one day, the only ones, and there's two that I can think of, were actually both in theaters. The first time I ever did it, it was at a time I was going from Pittsburgh back home to Clarion every weekend to hang with my friends and go out partying. And it was a Saturday morning. I was going to drive back back home, and The Hobbit: Desolation of Smaug just came out. So I was like, I'll catch an early screening of it so I can see it, you know, before the weekend really starts. And actually, you know what? If I recall, this was a Friday. I didn't have work, whatever. Yeah. Friday morning, I went and saw it. Like when theaters showed movies like 10 a.m. Rarely do now. And I went and saw it and I really liked it. And then I got home to Clarion and I'm like ready to go partying with everyone. They're like, oh, hey, we're gonna go see the new Hobbit movie. You want to come? And I was like, sure. I'm a little short on money, which wasn't true. Because I was like kind of being like, I'm a little short on money. You guys go ahead. And they're like, oh, we'll pay for you. I'm like,
I bought two.
I'm like, okay, I'll come. And I went and saw it again twice the same day. I did that same exact thing a couple months later. I think it was the same year, 2013, with Wolf of Wall Street. Went and saw it early. Came.
I guess I'll go see Margot Robbie again.
Yeah, and I went out with friends. This time I paid for myself. And yeah, I saw Wolf of Wall Street twice. So it's funny that the two movies I've seen twice in the same day, both in theaters, are both like 3 hours long.
Yeah. I honestly don't think I've done that. But like I said, it's probably some Christmas movie that I've done it with.
Yeah.
Odds are.
Probably.
Which is sad, sad world. You asked me, Gus asked me a while back, which movie have I seen the most in my lifetime? And it's like hard to actually like break it down. I believe you said Goonies, probably because of the same thing.
Yeah, it's probably Goonies. Or Dr. No.
And I said the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Because my wife loves Christmas movies, and we get to this point every Christmas, because she starts in like October, where we run out of movies to watch, and we just run into this rut of, it's literally like the Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, I like the Grinch, and I get, yeah, those three. There's like three rotate, and she doesn't even like the Grinch, but throws it on because I like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I watch a lot of the Santa Claus.
It's probably Goonies for me, but you know, it might be one of those Bond movies coming up, like, because I don't know what's not wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me.
What's wrong with me?
I watch movies to fall asleep to, and I've been on a kick for almost 2 years now. Almost two. Come March, it'll be... No, come January, it'll be 2 years straight that I've been watching the Bond movies to fall asleep to.
I mean, I watch Family Guy every single night since college. You're asking what's wrong with you? I've watched the same TV show every day for almost 5 years at this point. Six to seven years,
well,
actually.
That's true. There's a not a big difference. There's a lot more time content there, shorter episodes and whatnot. But yeah.
I've gone through those first 15 seasons quite a bit.
I say Dr. No because that's a Bond movie I've probably watched the most in my lifetime. It's my comfort movie. It's my, like, if I'm ever in a rut, or if I'm not comfortable with something, or if I'm moving, it's really the moving one.
Yeah.
I watch Dr. No. But through my cycles, I've watched Dr. No probably 3 or 4 times this year. And that's just this year. Actually, 5 times, because I watched it when I moved. So, yeah, that's adding up.
I mean, I think A New Hope is my comfort movie. Because I know when we were getting ready to buy a house, I was very nervous by the whole situation. It was a lot of money and different things like that. And I watched A New Hope to like calm me down.
Yeah.
I was like, I just need some Star Wars in my life. And that was in like the end of spring, early summer. And that's not when I watch Star Wars movies. I watch them around now.
Yes. It's a good November.
Yeah. Type everything gets cold and stuff. Yeah. I like it when it's cold.
December even. What's your coziest movie? Movie you pop in, you want to get cozy.
Pop in, get cozy. Man, that's difficult too. It depends on the time of year. It would be Star Wars for me. Because, like, I know the last time I watched all the Star Wars movies were, like, consecutive weekends. I think I watched the prequels. The wife worked all weekend. She worked like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 2 weeks in a row. So I watched all three prequels one weekend, and I watched all the original trilogy the next weekend. And I just watched them, like, by myself with the fire going and everything like that. But, like, Christmas time, like, Home Alone always makes me feel good.
That's good. That's a cozy movie.
And different things like that. But definitely something like Home Alone in the Christmas time. But yeah, I would say it's just Star Wars. There's something about Star Wars, because it's just so, the formula of it all is just so perfect to me that it makes you feel like a kid again.
Ah, my coziest movie, I say it a lot, but it is Lupin the Third, Castle of Cagliostro. You pop that in if you want to feel warm and fuzzy and cozy. And to the point, I've told the story before, I'll tell it the short, short version. Ben's bachelor party, I hosted it, ultimately, and ended at my house. And it's probably 4 in the morning at this point. Everyone's good and shit-faced, and they popped in Godzilla King of the Monsters to fall asleep to. It's end of the night, and I'm about to walk upstairs. I'm shit-faced, and I'm going to fall asleep real quick, and I grabbed Lupin the Third, Castle Cagliostro. And I'm walking up the stairs. Ben stops me, thanks me for the evening, the hosting, and doing everything that I did. And mid thank you, he saw what I was holding. He's like, you getting cozy tonight?
It's the way it is.
I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna. He's like, you're not even gonna make it past the opening credits, and I didn't.
I did not do it.
As soon as
I am not your king.
As soon as that theme hits, I'm out.
I just went and rewatched through. Spirited Away and Castle in the Sky and even Mononoke. I mean, I've told it before where, like, Mononoke was a movie that I watched when I was having a rough time in college. And I was just alone at college, didn't have any friends yet, and didn't have anything to do on the weekends. And so just watching that movie. Hell, even The Fucking Gray. It's like a movie that I watch every now and again. And I'm like, I enjoy this movie. It's like a... It's a good sweater movie. It makes you like want feel cold as you watch it.
That movie's a good sweater.
It's a good sweater movie.
You know, this has been a fantasy of mine for...
You want to fight some wolves in Alaska?
It's been a fantasy of mine for almost a decade. Because that movie came out in 2011, right?
Yeah.
I probably didn't have this fantasy till like 2012, 13, something like that. But I'm going to say it now. So it's going to be put out into the ether and hopefully be made a reality. And we'll do it for the Brothers Movie Factory. Usually in December, we do Christmas movies, and we will. But I've always wanted to watch The Gray in the dead of winter, snowy night, outside. Get bundled up, right? Get your sweater going, make a fire, and just sit there and watch The Gray and drink whiskey in the snow. That's what I've always wanted to do. I think
your neighbors would like that.
Fuck them.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Like, come on, like, what are you doing? It's 1 in the morning. You're like, won't watch?
It's The Gray. They're like, oh.
Really? That shit movie? That was one of my least favorite. I love the end of that movie. I enjoy the end of that movie. Everything about it. That was one of my least favorite theater experiences at the end of a movie.
Why?
Because it ended, like it ended, and it's an intense ending. It's a beautiful ending. I love it. I think it's perfect. It doesn't need to show. This movie that's like hyper, like their survival and everything, doesn't need to get ridiculous with Liam Neeson fighting a wolf at the end. Just cutting it, it's perfect. It's beautiful. It ended, and everyone's sitting there like, it's silent, you know, as it should be. You're processing what just happened. He died, you know, is what you're thinking. And the guy right in front of me went, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, huh? That was like one of my least favorite experiences to end a movie.
Everyone went to that movie.
Because of that scene.
Because in the trailers, they built it up like Liam Neeson fights wolves.
Yeah.
And with his bare hands, and you don't get to see it. And yeah, so it could be disappointing. But seeing that movie as an artistic piece.
Yeah, it's perfect. In the end, I mean, there is an end credit scene where... That's even perfect, because there's an end credit scene that shows his head laying on the wolf. Have you ever seen this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like his head laying on the wolf, and the wolf's breathing, but the way it kind of moves, it makes it almost seem like he's breathing and the wolf's dead, or vice versa. It's like very perfect. It's like you don't know if he survived,
mm-hmm.
which is fantastic. I love it.
Let's go watch it.
It's so good. It's such a good movie. People hate on that movie unnecessarily because it's probably one of Liam Neeson's best movies.
Yeah, it would go The Gray and then Schindler's List.
Yeah.
And then Episode One.
Played Oscar Schindler, Robert Roy McGregor, Zeus, for God's sakes.
And Aslan.
The guy in The Gray.
Yeah. So I guess on that note, we can wrap out the show, the third year anniversary episode of the Brothers Movie Factory, entering our fourth year.
Yeah. And we plan on doing more things. I think we decided what we're watching next week. Continuing on. Yeah, sequels. Watching Batman Forever Robin.
Batman Forever Robin.
Batman Forever Robin returns Batman.
Which is going to be the fifth Batman movie that just never was.
Was it going to be called... Wasn't it?
It was going to be called Batman Triumphant.
Triumphant.
Or Batman Forever Robin Returns.
What if it was called Batman Forever and then the next one was called And After? Or... And forever ever, and ever.
And ever.
Yeah. And ever.
That would be fucking cool.
They just keep going. That would be awful. Because that one would be Batman Forever, and the next one would be And Ever, and the next one would be And Ever and then it would just keep going.
And.
The next one would just be Ever. And then.
I like this. They should do some kind of, like, maybe animated movie and get...
They're doing a comic book of the Michael Keaton Batman, yeah, right now, which is really neat.
I almost bought it. I was
get an anthology.
I was in California and I saw it and I was going to buy it and I was like, you know what? It's a paperback comic, yeah. You know. I was like, I can get this back home. I didn't want to like lug it around and get it all rolled up and mushed or whatever.
They'll make anthology of it eventually. Yeah, I'm sure.
It looks pretty cool. I've heard it's okay. But
it's continuation.
But it'll continue forever and ever and ever, just like the Brothers Movie Factory.
Indeed. So that is the show. We hope you enjoyed it. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check us out over on Audio Boom. That is our primary site. That's where we're posting the show to first, and then subsequently it gets posted everywhere else. So Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, wherever you find your podcast, hey, we're there. You can also find us over at Twitter. We are at the Bros Movie Pod. That's where we'll be posting links to the show, clips of the show, memes, Gus Mix, and other stuff like that. So you can find us at the Bros Movie Pod over on Twitter. We're also on Facebook.
Hey, go to Facebook and type in the Brothers Movie Factory. For 3 straight years now, you'll find us. Click on us, like us, share what we post. I like to make memes we're watching each and every week, as well as links to the things Ben mentioned a moment ago, like Audio Boom, Spotify, Twitter, and that.
So that is the show. We hope you enjoyed it, but until next year, brothers.
Next year.
Next year. Next episode and next year, just because it's the year. And ever and ever.
Brothers? Wait, you started.
Oh, fuck. Brothers?
Brothers?
Brothers. Jesus.